It's 6 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. No one will have the home advantage when Aboriginal Affairs Minister John Duncan meets Ottawa Piscat Chief Teresa Spence. The two will meet in Thunder Bay this Thursday to try to clarify Ottawa's role in resolving the housing crisis on the remote Northern Ontario Reserve. Spence has said she will not cooperate with Ottawa's third-party manager, while Duncan insists her cooperation is not necessary for the manager to oversee the band's finances. If you're selling yourself in the professional profile as creative and effective, not to mention motivated, you have company. Danielle Restivo of LinkedIn says these are the most overused professional buzzwords among the professional network's more than 4 million members in Canada.
We look at, you know, overused buzzwords. If these words are being used so often, it's really not going to help a professional, you know, beat out someone else for an opportunity, or whether it's a career opportunity or a business opportunity. So we want to encourage professionals to, you know, highlight their own accomplishments, you know, stuff that's really specific to them and concrete examples of results they've achieved so that they can be more successful.
The word combinations that show up 4th, 5th, and 6th on the Canadian list are extensive experience, problem-solving, and track record. A team from the Toronto Zoo will be in California this weekend checking out the elephant's new home. The zoo's CEO says he will be working on the transfer of the zoo's 3 elephants.
A senior team from the Toronto Zoo will be visiting the PAWS facility and meeting with their staff at PAWS to jointly plan details of the move and take a look at their facility.
Toronto City Council voted in October to send the female African elephants to the California facility where it's warmer and they will have more open space. People decorating for the holidays are being warned to be safe while tending to their roofs, trees, and anything else this season. The Electrical Safety Authority is reminding Ontario residents to look up and look out for power lines while working on outdoor displays and decorations. The warning comes after the death of a 29-year-old man from Elora, Ontario, who was electrocuted earlier this month while installing lights outside a home in Guelph. The authority's safety chief says there have been 14 electrocutions from power lines in Ontario over the past 5 years. Peter Marcucci says that represents more than a third of all electrical contact fatalities in the province. He says before starting work, people should watch for all nearby power lines and be very careful with poles, ladders, and other long tools that can touch the lines. That's 91X News to 301. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
Usually it's the flu bug going around this time of year, but for NHL superstars, it's the concussion bug that's been hampering them. Just a day after Sidney Crosby was diagnosed with a concussion, Flyers center Claude Giroux also got the bad news. The injury occurred last week in a game against Tampa Bay, where Giroux was kneed in the head by teammate Wayne Simmonds. The Philly forward is leading the NHL in points, but will now be out indefinitely. It's a busy night in local hockey, even though the Bulls have the night off. The Trenton Golden Hawks are heading to Peterborough tonight to take on the Liftlock Stars. Meanwhile, the Picton Pirates will be in Napanee to face off against the Raiders. NHL disciplinarian Brendan Shanahan continues to stay busy. Today, he fined Tampa Bay Lightning forward Steve Downey $2,500 for leaving the bench to get involved in an altercation. The incident happened last Thursday in a game against New York. Keeping with the Lightning, just a day after signing free agent forward Antti Miettinen, the 31-year-old forward was claimed off waivers and is now Winnipeg-bound. The Bolts signed Miettinen to a 2-year deal worth $3 million yesterday, but had to wait for him to clear waivers. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison has made a successful career out of hitting quarterbacks, but today he wasn't exactly rewarded for it. Harrison has been handed a 1-game suspension for his hit on Browns quarterback Colt McCoy last week. It marks Harrison's 5th illegal hit on a quarterback in the past 3 seasons. That's sports. Here's Sari Anetta with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, high 6. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy late in this evening, low minus 4. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, rain beginning early in the evening, high of 6. Thursday, rain, high of 10. It's 6 Degrees. I'm Sari Anetto with Sean Macy, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.